Wesselman's Grocery Outlet assistant manager Ralph Yellig is stocking cheese and garlic croutons in the discount aisle. They're only 65 cents. The catch is, they're 2 weeks past their Best Buy date. The entire aisle is close dated or past the date on the packaging. There's even meat and cooler items. Manager Mark Jebker says this is the first stop for many of his shoppers.
We can fill this entire side up and it won't last 2 to 3 days. It'll be almost completely empty. A bargain's a bargain. People are looking for that value.
There's a post-dated Hellman's mayo for $2.25, canned sliced pears, 45 cents, 2 pounds of brown sugar for 85 cents, sweet relish pickles a few weeks over the date, 45 cents. The discount is, of course, based on all these food date labels.
And there is really no complete guideline as to what to look for, whether it be used by, Best Buy. It kind of depends on the item that you're buying, too. I mean, milk, I mean, I've had milk in my refrigerator 14 days past its Best Buy date.
Brenna Ellison is an associate professor in agricultural economics at Purdue University. An area of interest for her are these various date labels on food.
Right, we have sell by, we've had like best if used by, Best Buy. There's kind of been all sorts of variants, and so I think that's where the confusion comes in.
And that confusion, she says, can lead to food waste. People toss a post-date food item when really the label is there to convey quality, not safety.
The only expiration dates, if you will, that are regulated are for baby formula. So anything else is actually not regulated by the government, and a lot of it is a product of the manufacturer or the retailer putting the dates on the product.
She says, according to the USDA, between 30 to 40% of food produced in the U.S. is wasted or lost, equaling about $160 billion U.S. dollars.
And they specifically look at retail and household food waste. And so if you look at that 31% and want to break it down, two-thirds of that, which is about 20%, they give that's credited to households, whereas the other 10% would be like to grocery retailers.
Yes, it's actually not the grocery stores or the restaurants with the most waste. It's regular households.
Okay, here are the laundry.
It might need to go to the laundry room because I don't think there's room in this freezer.
Josue Bajos, who goes by Z, and his wife Carrie are putting groceries away on a spring weeknight. They have 4 children. One is preteen and the rest are teens.
So it's very expensive to feed a family of 6. And especially with a teenage son who's bulking all the time, we go through a lot of food.
Z and Carrie grew up with different food cultures and hemispheres. Carrie grew up in the United States. Z grew up in Brazil. The first time he heard his future in-laws say, "When in doubt, throw it out," referring to food, he thought it was a joke.
Our motto was, "What doesn't kill you makes you stronger." So you just keep trying, and you smell the milk, and you have a sip of it, and make sure it's not all the way sour. And you know,
Carrie had almost the opposite experience spending time in Brazil when they were engaged.
I soon figured out that if there was a towel over a pot of beans or rice or whatever it was, or if it was thrown in the microwave with the door shut, then it was going to keep it from spoiling because basically, I guess it was covered and the insects weren't going to get to it.
But today, they fight food waste in their own ways. Carrie has learned to actually shop for 2 fewer meals than they're actually going to need.
I feel like a lot of people buy way more than they're going to actually consume in the amount of time that it's good for, or it's in the back of the fridge, or they don't do a good job of communicating between family members, like what needs to be eaten, what needs to be eaten first, what...
Evansville Vandenberg School Corporation freshman Alejandra Lugo, 14, did her fall debate project on food waste and the confusion over food labels.
Sponsors say the current labeling system is confusing and outdated. And
she prepared a presentation with many of the same facts Ellison shared and laid them all out for her classmates.
Food is the most landfill material ahead of plastic, paper, and cardboard.
She's arguing the class should vote for her bill, which would implement a second food label, a spoil-by date, to indicate quality.
People were supposed to vote and agree to for this bill to pass.
What happened?
No one voted for me.
Why do you think that happened?
I mean, I don't think a lot of people would know what the spoil date is truly about, and so therefore people can't really relate to this.
There is an effort from two major industry groups for producers to adopt an additional date, a use-by date, which is like Alejandro's spoil-by date, and would indicate safety. This movement is gaining traction. For WNIN News, I'm Tim Jagalow.